time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Recently, ACT MP Laura McClure has launched a members' bill proposing the disestablishment of the BSA, or Broadcasting Standards Authority. I spoke to the Victoria University of Wellington's Peter Thompson last week on the bill, who said this bill would enable private media corporations to operate with impunity in pimping out propaganda and disinformation at the cost of And the cost of that would be a further erosion of our democracy. As well as this, recently the government has announced it will be halting new prescriptions for puberty blockers for young people with gender dysphoria, pending a clinical trial in the UK, with the outcome of this trial set for 2031. This move has seen backlash from a variety of LGBTQIA+ organisations and health experts working in gender-affirming care, who believe the move goes against the best interests of transgender youth. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party, I spoke to MP Simon Court about both of these topics, starting with Laura McClure's members' bill. To start, what is the reason for this members' bill?
Well, Laura's bill recognises that the world has changed, the world of media, the world of information. The Broadcasting Standards Authority was designed in the 1980s when we only had a handful of state-owned broadcasters, but now New Zealanders have endless choice. Radio, streaming, podcasts, social media. If you don't like what you're hearing, you can switch it off or switch channels. And so what Laura's bill is addressing is that the BSA essentially is a dinosaur and it's struggling to be relevant. Earlier this year, the BSA tried to extend its reach into online media. And in a free country, the ultimate broadcasting standard should really be the audience's own judgment. We don't need a taxpayer-funded bureaucracy policing taste and opinions online, do we?
Are there concerns within the party, though, that if this bill were to be pulled from the biscuit tin and passed, that we could see an increase in offensive and disturbing content and a spread of misinformation and disinformation in which the BSA regulates?
Well, like I said, the BSA regulates television and radio, and it was set up to police content when we only had state-owned broadcasters and people had wanted to be able to essentially point out where they thought the state-owned broadcaster, you know, the one source of truth, had made an error. Fair enough, back in the 1980s and 90s, but we already have strong existing laws against defamation and obscenity, for example. We don't need a taxpayer-funded bureaucracy policing taste and opinion online, even if you don't agree with it or you think the information's not correct. Again, you know, free speech is the answer to wrong speech from ACT's perspective.
You mentioned those laws just then, and McClure also mentioned that there were laws already in place for defamation and obscenity. What are these laws and how will they operate to, in a sense, overtake, if this bill is passed and taken out of the biscuit tin, what the BSA currently regulates?
Well, the BSA, look, I mean, when it comes to defamation, it's against the law. You can be, somebody can take a case against you if you defame them, if you damage their reputation, for example, by stating something about them that was untrue. And so that's separate to the BSA. And in terms of obscenity and harmful content, we already have laws around that, like Harmful Digital Communications Act, for example. So that's why in Laura's bill, it's very clear we don't need an additional taxpayer-funded bureaucracy policing primarily taste and opinion online. And in fact, if you think about what they do for television and radio, they do very little. And you know, people have an opportunity to change channels or simply switch it off if they don't like what they're hearing. The time for the BSA has come and gone. It's 2025. We don't need this dinosaur entity from the 1980s hanging around basically responding to complaints about taste and opinion.
Moving on to our next topic, we have also seen the government temporarily pause new prescriptions for puberty blockers for young people with gender dysphoria. How does the ACT Party feel about this move?
Well, we're pleased that the government is taking a precautionary and evidence-based approach, because the Ministry of Health's own evidence shows that research on puberty blockers for gender dysphoria is very limited. It's generally low quality and it appears to have a high risk of bias. And because the benefits of these drugs are unclear, and there's real clinical questions around things like the way they affect bone density and metabolic effects on people who take these drugs, drugs. It makes sense to pause new prescriptions now while we rely on the UK completing a larger clinical trial, and we can just get some clearer answers.
Individuals suffering from conditions such as endometriosis, which includes minors in this case, and precocious puberty are still able to access puberty blockers to treat those conditions. Then what is the difference between young people accessing puberty blockers as gender-affirming care and those who aren't? If the reason for this temporary ban is a precautionary approach, as you just mentioned, and as what Health Minister Simeon Brown puts it, shouldn't there be an outright ban for everyone using puberty blockers?
Well, I think you've just made the point that they do have specific medical applications where there is evidence that they are beneficial, such as to treat endometriosis, then of course doctors and medical profession should be able to continue to prescribe them. I mean, that makes sense. But where there is very little evidence, or the evidence is of low quality, that prescribing puberty blockers for gender dysphoria, for people who feel they were born in the wrong body, well, that's, the government has said, look, let's wait and see what the clinical trials that the UK is doing show us, and then we can reevaluate.
You've touched on these clinical trials a bit, and these clinical trials came about because of the original CAT review that prompted the UK government to take on this clinical trial, but this original CAT review has received some concerns from organisations such as the Professional Association for Transgender Health, Aotearoa. The president of that organisation, Jennifer Shields, at the time, said the final CAT review did not include trans or non-binary experts or clinicians experienced in providing gender-affirming care in its decision-making, conclusions or findings, adding that multiple people involved in the review and advisory group had previously supported a ban on gender-affirming care in the US. Does this not set a dangerous precedent that the government is justifying their decision largely on this review?
Well, those people should therefore welcome the clinical trial that the UK is undertaking into these drugs and their use to treat gender dysphoria, this concept that people feel that they're born in the wrong body. Now, if it turns out that the clinical trial says, yes, this is the best way to treat this psychological condition, well, so be it. But I would have assumed that that people would be welcoming such a trial rather than basically saying we shouldn't have it at all.
Instead, then, how will the government be supporting young transgender people with gender dysphoria instead of by allowing new puberty blocker prescriptions?
Well, we certainly, in terms of what the government is doing, we're making sure that, these young people do have access to mental health support, and that should be the first port of call for anybody who feels that they are not comfortable in their own skin, if they have anxiety or suffering from depression or many other things that certainly adolescents and young people grapple with as their bodies change and as their mind and as their brains develop. And which can continue up to about the age of 25, but they do have support for all of the things that they're struggling with.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on ACT MP Laura McClure's BSA Members Bill and the government temporarily halting new puberty blocker prescriptions for transgender youth.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.